as we stepped into 2016,
当我们迈入2016年的时候，
we have a full year ahead of us.
整个的全年都在我们的面前。
And in the last few months, we have been busy trying to put together a calendar so that we all can go through this year together.
在过去的几个月当中，我们一直忙着在制作今年的这个教会的年历。
This is the January the first version.
李牧师手上现在举的是2016年1月的这样的一个版本。
I want you to take it home, put it on a fridge so that you can look at all the dates.And remember all that's going on in this big family of ours.
我请大家把它带回去，用冰箱贴翻贴在冰箱上，这样可以提醒大家我们一年当中这一天做什么。
So that we can participate in those events.
以便我们可以也来参与教会的这些事情。
And if we cannot participate in those events, then we can pray for those events.
如果我们不能来参加这些活动的话，那请为这些事情祷告。
We have things going on in all the three different congregations.
在我们三种语言的这个不同的会众当中，有各种各样的事情。
And I'm sure that there will be a lot of things for you.
我相信有很多事情大家都非常的感兴趣，愿意参与的。
In the English section, we're going to emphasize the importance of devotion, and Pastor Jason is going to speak of that.
在对于我们的英语会众来说，我们会更强调今年这一年我们强调灵修。张牧师会谈这件事情。
And we have a new theme.
我们有一个新的主题。
A new theme helps us to chart our course.
一个新的主题，它会带领我们进入一个新的一个轨道。
And the theme is enlarge your tent, strengthen your stakes.
那我们今年的主题是。扩张你的帐幕，坚固你的橛子。
Taken from Isaiah 54, which was read to us from verse 2.
这是以赛亚书的54章当中呢，刚才 Lucy 怎么也听我们读的。
Those of you who have a copy of the Chinese bulletin.
大家手上如果你看到那个英文的程序，中文的程序表的话。
You see beautiful design on the front.
大家会看到我们的那个封面上会有一个美丽的设计。
If you haven't seen it, please go and pick up a copy and look at it.
如果你没有看到的话，那待会儿走，大家离开的时候可以拿一份看一看。
You see a church building, simple.
你看到的就是一个教会的建筑。
The church building started small.
教会的建筑一开始的时候是很小的。
And then doubled.
然后呢就翻倍的。
And then doubled again.
然后又翻倍了，扩大。
And the reason for doubling that church every once in a while.
教会为什么会不时的会不断的有扩展呢？
It's are four elements.
是因为有四个因素。
Worshipping God.
第一个因素就是敬拜神。
Being rooted in the word.
是坚固在神自己的话语当中。
Having strong fellowship one with another.
有非常紧密的一个坚固的一个团契的关系。
And then spreading the good news.
然后就是传播这个福音好消息。
We're going to have a small clip in English and in Mandarin.
我们有一个小小的一个video 哈。
First of all, dear brothers and sisters, Happy New Year to all of you. We've entered a new year, 2016. As we enter the new year, we look back to 2015 and see that the grace of the Lord has always followed us. As we enter into the new year, we realize that this new year is full of opportunities and hope.We have chosen for the theme of our church this year a verse from Isaiah 54, verse 2, which says simply, Enlarge your tent, strengthen your stakes. We'd like to use this theme for the whole year to help us chart our course for the year. There are two verbs here, enlarge and then strengthen. We need to enlarge our tents. We need to develop our ministry even further. And then we need to strengthen. Of course, strengthen the brothers and sisters in our church and strengthen all the things that we do together. Now, first of all, we need to enlarge our tent. Enlarge involves improvement, extending our boundaries, and we need to look at the hardware of our church as well as the software. This year, we could do some major renovation, including the changing of our carpets. In the software, we need to improve our program, especially our evangelism and our missions program. We need to strengthen the program in such a way that we go to more people and share with them the gospel. Short-term mission may include trip to Panama, and so we can bring the gospel to them as well. In terms of strengthen, we need to strengthen the spiritual life of our brothers and sisters. So there will be more emphasis on training, both in terms of leadership training and discipleship training. We're going to work together, and hopefully we'll bring glory to God throughout this year.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，新年快乐！当我们踏进2016年的时候，我们应该是回顾，也是展望新的一年。当我回顾的时候呢，我们看到2015年，神一直保守我们，无论是在顺境或者在逆境，我们看到神的恩典一直随着我们，我们看到我们的国语事工也继续的发展。求神怜悯。当我们进入新的一年，我们展望新的一年的时候，我们看到新的一年是充满盼望，充满机会。那么我们今年呢，就采取了一个新的主题，这个新的主题就是说扩张你的帐幕，坚固你的抉择。扩张就是讲到我们要发展，要把我们的界限，我们的工作把它做得更好更大。坚固呢，就是说把它那个我们的那个生命，我或者我们各方面的施工把它更加稳定下来。那么这两个动词呢非常有意思，今年我们希望扩张那首先扩张呢，就代表硬件也有软件。硬件呢，就包括了我们教会的维修啊等等啊。我们今年呢，我们就快要把我们的地毯也换新的啊。那么在软件方面呢，我们实际上要好好的在我们的发展的工作做得更好，传福音跟这个拆传。传福音方面呢，我们会用各种方式来向还没有信主的人传福音。那拆传呢，我们要到新的领域新的地方，把福音传给这些人，包括不同的短宣。那么在坚固方面呢，就讲到信徒的灵命。我们知道我们中间有很多信主很久的人，也有一些信主很短的人，无论长短，我们继续的要成长。所以呢，在灵命上面我们要坚固，这个包括什么呢？今年我们要强调这个训练。训练呢，包括最少两方面，就是领袖的训练跟门徒的训练。我们盼望今年呢，我们可以跟弟兄姊妹在这两方面多的来栽培大家，然后呢让我们有力量来去扩展，因为呢神的国度要不断的伸延。 盼望今年我们能够也同心合意的信望福音。
I hope that that clip helped us focus in this new year.
啊，我希望刚才那个小小的短片能够让大家看到我们今年的焦点在哪里。
Several days we had an earthquake.
啊，几天前我们有一场地震啊。
For a long time we have been talking about earthquakes, earthquakes, earthquakes.
其实我们很长时间以来，我们一直在谈地震啊，地震，地震的。
Pastor Jason was away. He didn't feel the jolt.
张志成牧师，但是他在美国的美国，所以他没有感受到那个地震哈。
But all of us here felt a little bit of that.
但是我们所以在温哥华的人，我们都感受到了一点点地震啊。
It was only a small earthquake.
那是一个其实震度很弱的一个地震。
But all of us now are asking the question: Are we ready for this earthquake?
当然我相信大家都在问这个问题，说哎，地震来了，我们有没有准备好
？What's our prayer for the new year？
那我们今年新的一年，我们的祷告是什么呢
？Every new year we make resolutions。
每年新年的时候，我们都会许下很多的愿望。
This year we're going to do this. This year we're going to do that。
今年我要做什么什么？到了新的一年的时候，我们就说哦，今年我们要做什么什么
？Tuck in First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. There's a little prayer of Jabez.
在历代志上的四章十节哈，有个亚比斯的祷告。
Among the words that he said in his prayer was, "Bless me and enlarge my border."
那亚比斯的祷告其中一部分是这样说到的，他说：“深愿你大大的赐福给我，扩张我的境界。”
And today, as we read our passage, the same words are here, enlarge.And here is enlarging our tent.
今天我们读到以赛亚书五十四章的时候，我们读到同样的词，就是扩张。
And as we read in this passage, we realize that it's a exhortation to the people of Israel.
当我们读到今天以赛亚书五十四章的时候，我们看到这实际上是对以色列的一个鼓励。
And it starts off by saying, "Sing."
这篇经文呢，开始的时候就是说要歌唱。
Sing, O barren women.
没有生育过的，没有生养过孩子的，你要歌唱。
You who never bore a child.
你们从来没有生养过孩子的。
Burst into song. Shout for joy.
你要发声欢呼，高声呼喊。
You who were never in labor, because more.More are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband.
在经文当中说到，因为弃妇比有夫之妇有更多儿子。
And so the exhortation is to sing.
这个作者在这儿在鼓励大家要歌唱。
But you have to remember what is happening.To the people of Israel at that time.
但是大家要记得，当时的以色列人他们处在一个什么样的一个境地当中
？It was the time of the Babylonian captivity.
他们是在被掳巴比伦的这样的一个境况当
中。They were in fact in exile.
他们实际上是在被离开了以色列的自己的领土。
And they were in Babylon.
他们在流放当中，他们被掳巴比伦。
And if you read Psalm 137, it says this.
如果大家读诗篇一百三十七篇的话，那个诗篇是这样说到的。
The psalmist says, "By the river of Babylon, we sat and wept."
经文一开始一百三十七篇诗篇一开始说，我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下。
When we remember Zion,
一追想西安
there on the poplars we hang our harps.
一追想西安就哭了，我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上。
For there our captors ask us for songs.
因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌。
Our tormentors demanded songs of joy.
抢夺我们的要我们作乐。
They said, "Sing us one of your signs of Zion."
说给我们唱一首西安歌吧。
And the psalmist says, How can we sing the songs of the Lord, which is in a, while we are in a foreign land?
那诗篇的作者说，我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skills.
耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。
May my tongue cling to the top of my, the roof of my mouth, if I do not remember you.
我若不纪念你，我若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于
向他。And if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.
我已经读了第六节。
And so in Psalm 137, it describes a picture of the Israelites in exile in Babylon.
诗篇一百三十七篇描绘的是以色列人被掳巴比伦。
They had no reasons to rejoice.
他们没有任何理由来喜乐。
They were desolate.
他们实际上是处在绝望当中。
And the illustration used was of a barren woman.
那他们使用的那个比喻就是没有生育、没有生养孩子的妇人。
Now, in the days of in the old days, when a woman, when a wife is barren.
在以前过去的时代，如果一个妇人她不能生孩子的话，
it's a shame to her and to her family.
那对于她和她的家庭来说，这是一件非常耻辱的事情。
And so, in the days of Sarah, when she was not able to bear a child.
所以大家如果记得的话，在撒拉亚伯拉罕的太太，妻子撒拉那时代，她不能生孩子。
So, she was barren and was a shame to her and to Abraham.
对她来说不能生孩子，对她和她的丈夫亚伯拉罕来说，那都是一个耻辱。
So in this case, the prophet Isaiah tells the people of Israel, sing.
在以赛亚书五十四章里面哈，先知以赛亚叫以色列人要歌唱。
Because the Lord is going to bless you with many, many children.
因为神要祝福他，要给他们很多很多的子女。
So the analogy is obvious. The analogy is obvious.
这个比喻是这个类比是很明显的。
A barren woman would bear a lot of child.
一个本来是不生育的妇人，她要生很多很多的孩子。
I don't think we could describe our year in 2015 as barren.
我想我们不能用没有生育这个词来描绘我们过去的这个2015年。
The Lord has blessed us.
神其实在过去的一年给了我们很多的祝福。
But we could say that there were many setbacks.
但是我要说，2015年我们也有经历了很多的挫折。
There were things that happened that were unexpected.
有一些事情是出乎我们意料之外发生的。
There were difficulties and challenges that beset us that kind of became hindrances to even better growth.
我们经历很多困难的事情，有很多的挫折，我们没有意料到，所以给我们造成的很多的阻碍。
But the Lord tells us to sing.
但是神要我们歌唱。
Because the Lord is going to bless us.
因为神他将要祝福我们。
And so as we look to the new year,
当我们展望新年的时候，
we should heed the word of the prophet Isaiah to the people of Israel as if they are words to us.
我们要听先知以赛亚对以色列人说的话，就像他今天在对我们说话。
We're going to focus on one verse.
我们就集中在一节经文里面。
Enlarge the place of your tent.
那就是在第二节经文的第二节，要扩张你帐幕的地方。
Stretch your tent curtain wide.
伸展你居所的幔子。
Do not hold back.
不要限制。
Lengthen your cords.
要拉长你的绳索。
Strengthen your stakes.
坚固你的橛子。
As I wrote in the bulletin, the imagery of tenting is camping by tent is very, very obvious.
正如我在程序表里面那个教牧新生里面写的这个扩张这个帐幕这个是很明显的。
And as we move on in life, the Lord is going to bless us.
在我们新的一年，我们在进行下去的时候，神会祝福我们。
So the injunction here is to enlarge and to strengthen.
先知在这里面给以色列人的吩咐就是要扩张你帐幕的地方。
Now Eugene Peterson put it this way.
有一位神学家叫尤金彼得森，他是这样来翻译这段经文的。
Clear lots of grounds for your tents.
他是这样说的，他说要为你的帐篷清理出很多的空地来。
Make your tents large, spread out.
把你的帐篷扩大，大大的扩张。
Think big.
要想一些，有一些更宏大的计划。
Use plenty of rope.
要把你的绳子要用得长长的。
And drive the tent pegs deep.
要把帐篷的橛子深深地掘进土里。
So if we use this five verbs and apply it to our personal life as well as the life of the church.
如果我们将这五个动词应用在我们自己的生活当中，还有我们教会的生活当中。
We need to enlarge, let stretch out, do not hold back, lengthen and strengthen.
那就是扩张、伸展，不要限制、拉长、坚固。
Now, if we look at it from both angles,
如果我们从两个角度来看
both personal and as a group together
也就是我们从我们个人的生命和我们作为一个教会整体的生命这两个角度来看的话
enlarge means extending our boundaries
那扩张意味着就是把我们的这个疆界把我们的这个视野要扩
our horizons
要扩展我们的视野
and our frontiers
还有我们的要扩张我们的疆界
We should never rest in our past laurels.
我们过去是取得那些辉煌的成就，但是我们不能在这里坐享其成。
This year we're stepping into our 39th year. We're going to celebrate our 39th anniversary.
2016年是我们教会成立第39年，我们要庆祝我们这个39周年。
Next year is the 40th anniversary. We're going to have a kind of big celebration.
那明年呢是教会成立40周年，我们会有更大的庆祝。
We need to think further and further.
我们要往更远更深的地方去想。
We need to expand the ministries that God has given us.
我们要扩展要发展神给我们的事工。
We need to go to places where God calls us to.
我们要去神召唤我们去的地方。
And the second verb is let stretch out.
第二个动词是伸展。
And we can apply it to our church and our personal life by saying our faith needs to be stretched.
那我们运用在个人和教会的生活这两个方面的话，就是说，我们的信心需要伸展。
Many of us have grown up in Canada in very, very comfortable environments.
我们当中有很多人，我们是出生在加拿大，我们生长在这样一个很舒适的环境当中。
When we see pictures of the Syrian refugees.Arriving in Canada, they are so happy about this land of Canada that they are finally in.
我们看到那些叙利亚的难民，他们到了我们的国家的时候，他们如此的开心，如此的欢乐。
But those of us who have stayed here or who were born here, we take a lot of things for granted.
可是我们在座的，我们生长、出生在这个国家里面，我们把很多的事情都理所当然的认为是应当有的。
We are so comfortable in our lives today.
我们的生活实在是太舒适。
And if we have come to this church for a while,
如果大家来我们教会已经一段时间的话
，We are already used to many things that are going on here.
我们就已经习惯了教会里面这个日常的这些事情。
And in fact, we become more and more critical of some of the things that are happening.
那我们看到教会里面发生的一些事情的时候，因为我们太多的习以为常，所以我们也会有很多的批评。
My professor James Houston reminded us when we were studying that we need to have a critical mind, but not a critical spirit.
我的教授James Houston 呢，他说过，我们可以有一个批评的。大脑，但是我们最好不要有一个批评的
心态
哈。
In other words, we need to continue to make our church even better.
我们要继续的让我们的教会变得越来越好。
So we need our faith to be stronger.
我们的信心要更加的坚固。
So we need to have our faith stretched.
所以我们要伸展我们的信心。
Because we are so comfortable in where we are.
因为我们在目前的处境当中，我们是非常的舒适。
And then we should not hold back.
第三点就是我们不要限制。
Now Eugene Peterson puts it this way: think big.
那刚才讲到那位神学家 Eugene Peterson， 他说你要有一些更加宏大的计划。
After a while, we are so used to the box that we are in.
我们就好像是生活在一个盒子里面，我们非常的习惯的生活在这个狭小的盒子里面。
Every time we come back to this box, we are the things are here are familiar to us.
每次这是一个比喻哈，每次我们进入这个盒子的时候，我们来到这个盒子的时候，一切都是那么熟悉。
The faces are familiar.
所有的周围的朋友的面孔都是很熟悉。
And when we come here, we enjoy the company of each other.
我们当我们进到教会来，把这个教会比喻成一个盒子的话，我们进到这个教会来的时候，一切都是那么熟悉，所以我很
熟悉。But before we realize it, we are boxed in.
但是我们那时候我们还没有意识到哈，实际上我们被自己被限制在一个狭小的圈子里。
Think big.
那。这节经文其中就告诉我们，我们要有一些更大的一些计划。
Think outside the box.
要跳出我们的条条框框哈。
There are more than one ways of doing things.
我们要跳出我们以前的那些限制、那些框框哈。有做事情的方式有很多种。
And there's lengthening.
那第四点就是第四个动词就是要拉长。
Lengthening the rope.
就是要拉长你的绳索。
In other words, let the rope help to strengthen and the reach and lengthen our reach.
也就是说，把绳子拉得长长的，让它尽量的伸展的更远一点。
And then finally, strengthen.
那第五个动词就是坚固。
Strengthen our spiritual life.
要坚固我们的属灵的生命。
This year, both with the English congregation as well as the Chinese congregations.
那今年我们的英语这边还有我们的国语这边呢？
We're gonna encourage you to strengthen your roots in the Word of God.
我们对两边的会众，我们都有这样的一个鼓励，就是要坚固你的属灵的生命，让它立根在神自己的话语当中。
So our command is to expand and to strengthen.
那所以我们对大家的嘱咐就是扩张和坚固。
Then you tell me, how do we do that?
那大家可能要问，我们怎么样来扩张和坚固呢？
We don't have the strength to do that.
我们没有那样的力量啊。
We may not have the resources to do that.
我们可能没有那样的资源。
And there are two promises that God has given us.
但是神给了我们两个应许。
And the first promise is the promise of a restored relationship.
神给我们的第一个应许就是他会让关系复原，或者我们用中文的一个成语叫破镜重圆。
The verse starts, the passage starts with describing Israel as a barren woman.
大家记得我们今天读的经文一开始是用的是一个不能生育的妇女这个比喻。
But it also describes God as the husband.
这节经文里面也把神比喻成丈夫。
With God as a husband, He is going to provide and revive this wife of His.
因为神是大丈夫，是丈夫，所以神会使不生育的妇女能够生育，生出很多的孩子。
And if we look at this chapter 54 verse 10.
如果我们看以赛亚书五十四章十节的话
，It says, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed," says the Lord who has compassion on you.
第十节经文说，虽然大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不从你身上挪开。我和平的约也必不迁移，这是怜悯你的耶和华说的。
So when we're asking how can that be accomplished, God's word says, "Fear not, for you will not be ashamed.
当我们说，哎，我们怎么能够做到这些呢？我们这些宏大的计划如何实现呢？神的应许在那里说，不要惊慌，因为你必不至羞愧。
So the second promise is restored growth.
神给我们的第二个应许是让我们让我们继续的发展。
If restored relationship talks about the quality of our relationship with us and God.
如果说破镜重圆是一个我们和神之间关系的复原的话，是一个质的变化的话。
Then restored growth is talking about what we can see in the family and here in this case in a church family.
那如果恢复增长的话，那这指的是是一个量方面的，是家庭的旺盛。
Now, if you look at the New Testament in Galatians chapter 4, verse 27,
那如果大家看新约加拉太书四章二十七节的话
，you'll find that the same words that are from Isaiah 54 is quoted there exactly.
我们就会看到加拉太书四章二十七节实际上是就在引用。今天我们读的以赛亚书的经文
and it is applied to the church
那这节经文呢在加拉太书中是被应用在教会身上。
So as we look at the task that is before us
当我们看到我们眼前需要做的这些事情的时候，
God promises us that if we do all those things that we want to dodo, when we work at those things, that God is going to bless us with a deeper relationship with Him.
当我们看到我们眼前有这么多要做的事情的时候，神给我们的应许是，他会祝福我们，在我们祝福我们手上一切的工。
And He's going to give us the growth that He wants us to have.
神他会帮助我们来发展啊，他这个发展是神的心愿。
I'd like to close with one story.
我最后在今天讲到的结束，我想用一个故事来作为结束。
Many years ago，
很多年前。
In fact, in the early 18th century，
实际上是在十八世纪的十九世纪啊，十九世纪的早期。
There was a young man. His name was William Carey。
有一个年轻人，他的名字叫威廉·克里。
As a young man, he was filled with a strong desire to share the word of God with the so-called heathen of the world at that time.
但是他还很年轻啊，他心里面非常的渴望要跟那些外邦人哈，异教的不信基督教的那些人分享神的话语。
So when he saw in Britain that many of the pastors were not evangelizing and not going to mission, his heart was filled with a strong urge to encourage them and to urge them to move on.
当他在英国看到很多的牧者们、牧师们，他们根本没打算去传福音的时候，他心里面就有一个非常强烈的渴望，要去宣教。
And as a young man, about 20 some years, he was urging those who are much older than him to go to missions.
但是他才二十多岁哦，他这么一个年轻人，他鼓励那些年纪比他大的那些人要到海外去宣教。
And at that meeting, an older pastor stood up.
那在有一次会议上，教会的一次会议上哈，有个年轻有一个年长的牧者这样说。
He says, "Young man, sit down."
那个年长的牧者跟 William Carey 说，年轻人坐下坐下。
When God is pleased to convert the heathen，
如果神愿意让那些信异教的人归信基督的话，
He will do so without your help or mine。
神会自己做这件事情，根本不需要你去帮助，也不需要我来帮助。
So William Carey was silent。
所以这个克里呢，他就当时就静默，不出声了。
But he did not stop there。
但是他并没有停留在那里。
He wrote a small booklet.
他写了一个小册子。
And that small booklet is entitled An Inquiry into the Obligations of Christians to Use Means for the Conversion of the Heathens.
他那个小册子的名字是说探索基督徒的责任，基督徒有义务要使用不同的方式和手段来使信异教的人皈依基督。
In those days, books were written with long titles like that.
在那个时代哈，一个小小的小册子他用的题目标题名字会很长很长。
As a result of that small booklet,
结果呢，这个小册子引发了一个什么样的一个结果呢？
Many, many people were moved by the enthusiasm of this young man.
很多人都被这个年轻人的热情所感动。
And that was the beginning of modern Protestant missions.
从那里就开始了现代新教现代的这个拆船宣教史。
So before he was going to set sail to India.
在威廉克里启程航行去印度之前
，He preached a sermon.
做了一个讲道哈。
And sermon was based on Isaiah 54:2.
他那场讲道就是根据的就是以赛亚书的54:12.
And the famous words that was left from that sermon.Pass on to us today.
他那次的讲道当中有两句非常著名的话，我们今天仍然在鼓励我们。
And I hope that you remember those words.
我希望大家能够记住他说的这两句话。
Expect great things from God.
从神那里期待一些伟大的事情发生。
And attempt great things for God.
为神去尝试伟大的事情。
In 2016,
在2016年
，Are we expecting great things from God?
2016年，我们会期待从神那里有伟大的事情发生吗
？Are we going to attempt great things for God?
我们会去为神去尝试做一些伟大的事情吗
？May the model for us this year is.Expect great things from God and attempt great things for God.
愿我们这一年我们都从神那里期待伟大的事情，我们也都为神去尝试一些伟大的事情。
Thank you.
谢谢。